Northern Ireland Opera has commissioned five short works from Northern Irish composers and also Irish playwrights, and paired us up to make a new work. So it's a collaborative thing, really. And I was asked to do it along with four other composers. I'm working with a playwright called Stacey Gregg, who's also from Belfast. And so we developed really the work together. You know, we talked about possibilities, what it would be about. We were given the constriction, obviously, these are five short operas, so they had to be from 12 to 20 minutes, which is quite difficult actually to try and convey a story in that time with music, because there's not a lot of time, and potentially there's a lot can happen with the drama and the music and the lighting and staging and everything else. So really, I suppose the challenge of making the work was trying to do something concise and that would work in that amount of time. We decided we didn't want to do something, as it was a short space of time. We didn't, and also for both of us, our first time doing opera. I mean, I'd never done it before, and Stacey had never written a libretto before, although she's a very accomplished playwright. So we didn't want to tackle something too serious as such. We didn't want to try and be too profound. We just wanted to tell a little story in the short space of time that we had, and not try and be too maybe clever even about it. Just do something simple that maybe hopefully people could relate to. And so Jackie's taxi. Jackie is a taxi driver, a lady taxi driver from Belfast, who's also a drug dealer. Who sells drugs and alcohol to teenage kids from the boot of her taxi. And it's done, I mean, it's quite dark, I suppose, in that sense, but it's done in a kind of in a sort of slightly ridiculous way. And it's there is a kind of a serious point to it, in that what happens is she starts to go out of business, and it's kind of a comment actually on the recession. But in a kind of a kind of black humor, slightly twisted sort of way. In a way, I never really saw myself writing opera. I thought I'd give this a go to see. I've written, quite a lot of vocal music in the past, and I've written vocal music which has a quite dramatic kind of direction within it. But I've never specifically had this kind of narrative, where I've had to deal with this kind of narrative and try and convey it musically, which has been a challenge. And I've already learned a lot doing it, I think, because it really can kind of, in a way, it's kind of liberating, because you have something to follow. You know, you're not having to come up with stuff from thin air, but at the same time, you kind of, to a degree, maybe you have to follow. You have to make sense of the story that you're trying to convey. I was sent lots of scripts, and actually, Stacey, I'd never come across in my life, Stacey Gregg, but I actually just warmed to her work when I read it, and to me, it also felt the most musical in a way that I could work with. It was the most minimal in a sense, in terms of the amount of text used, which is important, I think, if you're going to have to set it with music. So, and also just I thought she had a more of a kind of a different angle. There was something a bit odd about what she was doing, and something a bit more unusual about her work. I probably want a little more control over a larger project, in the kind of planning stages and stuff. But this is a good place to start, in a way, with a small sort of, I mean, it's still, work-wise, is it? I mean, it's still like sort of whatever it is, 16, 17 minutes for 15 musicians and six singers. It's still a substantial enough amount to work. It's kind of similar to writing an orchestra piece of that scale, So I think really, if you're going to commit to something that's 2 hours or 3 hours, you really need to think if you want to spend 2 years doing that, and make sure you've got got it right, you know. They're performed next Thursday is the first night, the 28th, Thursday 28th, 29th and 30th. And then it's in London, in the South Bank on July the 13th. The company has really, I think it's great that they've actually done this, that they've went out and commissioned five of these things, you know, and, you know, they've been rehearsing now for weeks. And they're putting on several performances. And, you know, I think it's quite a bold thing they're doing. I think it's great from that point of view. And then taking it to London as well. I mean, it's I think it's quite a visionary thing, actually, for the company to do.